Help wanted. In days when Britain ruled the seas and ruled the world, colonies were properties on a global monopoly board. The more real estate you had, the more money flowed into royal coffers. Real estate, however, requires expensive maintenance and security. Britain lost the U.S., lost India, lost Africa, lost all but a few Caribbean islands who are still attached to the Queen's petticoats. These days, the Third World exports raw materials and people to industrialized countries that need cheap, skilled labor. Kids in Mogpog leave for jobs overseas and send money back to support their families. They go as housemaids, nannies, construction workers, nurses, hospitality workers, cooks, engineers, computer programmers, soldiers. This flyer recruits in Mogpog. For every exploitation story, there is a success story. Since colonial days disappeared, we have a new colonialism. Now countries send raw materials and people out of their country, but don't get security or infrastructure in return. Foreigners line up at the Western Union offices around the world to pick up their wired cash from family and friends. The price of independence is high.